We're moving swiftly now into the final leg of this journey through the life, music, and times of Edward Kennedy Ellington. And I hope with me you're drinking in the rich colors, inhaling the unique flavors, and being charmed by the grace, the, well, Ellingtonness of it all. Here are several pieces based on, first, the literature of Bard William Shakespeare, Sonnet in Search of a Moor. Then, the novels of John Steinbeck, Sweet Thursday, a suite in the form of a duet for piano and bass dedicated to the memory of Ellington bassist Jimmy Blanton, recorded with Ray Brown in 1972, and some of the ideas that Ellington absorbed and resynthesized into his own music when he was traveling through Africa, Asia, and the East in his Afro-Eurasian Eclipse, and the words of Duke's own evocative poetry from his autobiographical memoir, Music is My Mistress. Our final sojourn starts at music inspired by Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Ballet. The Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairies was recast by Duke Ellington as Sugar Rum Cherry. Thank you.
What is music? By Duke Ellington.
What is music to you?
What would you be without music?
Music is everything. Nature is music. Cicadas in the tropical night.
The sea is music. The wind is music.
Primitive elements are music, agreeable or discordant. The rain drumming on the roof and the storm raging in the sky are music. Every country in the world has its own music, and the music becomes an ambassador.
The tango in Argentina.
And calypso in Antilles.
Music is the oldest entity. A baby is born, the music puts him to sleep. He can't read, he can't understand a picture.
But he will listen to music.
Music is marriage. Music is death.
The scope of music is immense and infinite.
It is the Esperanto of the world.
Music arouses courage and leads you to war. The Romans used to have drums rolling before they attacked.
We have the bugle to sound reveille and pay homage to the brave warrior. The Marseillaise has led many generations to victories or revolutions. It is a chant of wild excitement and delirium and pride.
Music is eternal. Music is divine. You pray to your God with music.
Music can dictate moods. It can unnerve or subdue, subjugate, exhaust,
astound the heart. Music is a cedar, an evergreen tree of fragrant, durable wood.
Music is like honor and pride, free from defect, damage, or decay.
Without music, I may feel blind,
atrophied,
incomplete. Inexistent.
Music by Duke Ellington.
Music is a beautiful woman in her prime. Music is a scrub woman clearing away the dirt and grime. Music is a girl child, simple, sweet, and beaming, 1,000 years old,
cold as sleet and scheming. Wise and patient, unfathomably kind.
Music is the woman you always wanted to find. As fragile as a flower, a single petal of a rose.
And what you think, she already knows.
A system of ribbons.
A multiplicity of ramifications. Sparkling from her brain down through her core.
A million facets of gossamer sensations.
And you could be a most inadequate bore. Music is a gorgeous bitch.
A volcano of desire.
Makes your blood boil as you get higher and higher.
Music is like the woman who is like mathematics. Music is a woman who's true.
No matter how well you know her, there's always more to learn. An endless adventure.
Every day she's brand new. Music is that woman who you'll hope will say,
"There's very few who do a new do like you do."
But alas, you're the victim of her coup.
Cause she can always satisfy you.
Music is the woman you follow day after day.
Music is the woman who always has her way.
The topless chick you like to see shake it.
No matter how hard you try, you never quite make it.
When you don't hear her,
you desperately miss her.
And when you embrace her, You wish you could kiss her.
Thank you.
I'm Dave Radlauer, that's Jazz Rhythm. Thank you for traveling with Jill Eikenberry, Michael Tucker, and me through these fantastic landscapes and awe-inspiring wonders and the Loving You Madliness left us by Duke Ellington, whose music I think will mark a unique apex in the musical art of the 20th century. Thank you.